Parshas Chukas, Tovshin Pehei over here, Gemir Yeshiva HaKadosh here in Brooklyn, New York. Rabbi Isai, it's a Moedika Parsha in front of us. The Parsha starts out in the Parah Aduma. Rashi says, the Sotah Numas HaOilam, tell us, what mitzvah is this? What's the reason for this? Matam Yeshba. So Hashem tells us, Gzeri Mulfani Ein Lecha Rishus Lahar Acharel. Rabbi Isai, for Shmuel brought down the famous Kasha. Since when do we care what the Umas Olam say, Rabbi Isai? Since when do we care the Sot Umas Olam tell us Matam Yeshba? The Torah has to tell us, Gzeri Mulfana, Yen Chushos Larachareb. Rabbi Isai, there's a very, very strong point I want to bring out for the Olam. And that is, there was a Maisa once, there was a Bachur who was driving, Lelenev Leilechem, a child Nebuch ran out from the middle of the street, totally not his fault. Rachman Oslan, what happened? Rabbi said the boy couldn't sleep for weeks or for months afterwards. He had such a guilt trip. He felt so terrible. Relived it. Nightmares. Even though he was perhaps not even a shogeg, he was driving safely. And still he felt that through him Nebuch, a neshama was lost to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi said, if a person wears shatness, does he feel the same way? He can't sleep at night. You know, he wore shatness. He realizes soon that he had a shatness. For weeks, he turns over in his bed. For months, he feels a pang of guilt. Well, the Maisi figures, you know, back in the set, shatness is really so bad. I mean, it's the end of the world. We have to understand. Look at the Chochmah and the Briyah that Hashem made. The Rambam says, you want to come to Avos Hashem, you have to look at the Chochmah HaBriyah. Also says, look at the Chochmah HaTorah. Look at the Chochmah HaBriyah. Said many times, a person, one aver, one part of the body is not working properly. Rachmal has to be hospitalized, and they try all sorts of machines and equipment to try to mimic, to try to copy the functions of the body. And it's almost very difficult for any imitation to be like the real thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. There's no dialysis, Rachmal Aslan, that can properly replace a kidney. The Chochmah is Adin Shia. Person can spend his whole lifetime trying to understand the Chochmah, the human eye, the heart, the lungs, the liver, a Baisai. This is Chochmah Adin Shia. Now, Chazal tell us, Istaka Baraisa Bora Alma. All the Chochmah, the Briya, comes from the Chochmah Satira. So, a Baisai, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who loves us so much, gives us a mitzvah and tells us what to do, or tells us what not to do, we have to believe and we have to feel that any mitzvah asay is toiv ad beli dai, and every lois asay is rachman utzlan, hamavas v'sarah rachman utzlan. We have to believe, and we do, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah. That mitzvah is a toiv lonu kol hayomim, not just for the next world, for this world too, because Hashem wants the best for us. The toiv lonu kol hayom, like the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeschanan. And Chasham and Aveira, if you don't understand it, is a Tachlis Hara. Rashi's telling us, Amor de Gezachia. Of course you're going to keep the Torah mitzvahs. But the Shaila is, are you going to do it with a feeling, with a geschmack? Are you going to do it like the mitzvah Par Aduma? Like you feel a Tahara, and you do it like, I don't know exactly what this is, I don't know what it does, you know, but the rabbi tells me to do it, I have to do it. Taina is, Eilch Rishus Tahara Chareya means that you have to do it with an understanding and a belief in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that this is L'Toyvonu Kol HaYamim. Said many times, that's pshat. Why the Eitz Hadas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu now, Lao Adam Rishon Tifen Eitz Hadas Tevra L'Yisoychel Mimenu. And the kash is, what could be better than Das? First Brachish Ben Esri, Bakoshis. Is Adachoy Lodan Das? Everyone wants Das. And there Chasarta Makrisim, there Chasarta Makrisim, there's nothing besides there. Famous Chasana song. With Marova, right? Dokoni Ma Chose, if you have there, you're not missing. Loikoni Ma, you have nothing else. If you don't have there, what do you have? Samashram Marova. But yet Hashem says, don't even eat Sadas. Why not? Why not, Abay Say? What's better to eat? Other fruits? And the answer is Abay Say. Because we are too small to know what's Toiv and Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom knows the Tariag Mitzvahs, what is Toiv for us and what is Ra for us. It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our abilities. We see today, Abay Say, in the world, when they think they know Toiv and Ra, the same person that from the liberals that are fighting against the death penalty, they say it's cruel. They say no, we can't. It's not. It's, we have to pardon them. It's not cruel. The Torah says how a person has to michal Shabbos to save one Ava Maguf, and yet they can allow how many millions of children are killed in abortions, Rahman Islam. Because they think they know it's Taiv and Ratzara. They think nothing wrong with that. They decided. They decided this is Ra. They're running around the place to Africa to try to save a panda bear. The place said, we're too small to know. The Torah is telling us, don't just do the Paraduma. Don't just not wear Shanis. But do it with a Moon and Hashem. Do it with a Geschmack. It has to be the same Chomer to you, like Ritzicha. The same choshev to you, like Habis Michaves Mecha. You have to believe and you have to feel the toiv in it. That's what we say with Mikabel the toiv. Hashem gave it to us in Asav and Ishma. We believe. We said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, and we believe they're only going to give us something that's good for us. The Goyim didn't believe in Hashem. They didn't trust Him. Baksiba, we don't want. We do understand. And everybody said they stayed with nothing. The first of this parasha is the parasha of the choik of Paraduma. The number one in our job is to believe that Hashem says it's good. It's good. Hashem's not good. It's not good. We said many times. Spoke about. Remember parasha Shalach. Spoke about the Indian of the Meraglim, and we said, what was the taina and the Meraglim? They wanted to see Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to see the land for themselves to see how it is. We said, Rabbi, it's a tiny was. If Hashem tells you it's a good land, I'm taking you up to Eretz Toiv Urechava. To Eretz Avos Chol V'Devash. What do you have to see for? You don't trust the divine Hashem. You want to see for yourself. It's a mock of Litois. You don't know what you're looking at. They came back with a terrible report. No, it's not a good land. People are too strong. This and that. Even though Meister, the truth was, Rochav HaZoyna said, the people are melting in fear from them. This is Eretz Echol Zeshveh. Everyone's dying. Hashem made a miracle, they should die purposely, they shouldn't be able to see them, they shouldn't catch them. It was Aus Toiv! But they saw Ra. The place say, don't trust Hashem, Chas Hashem. So many times, the Mishnah tells you, if someone gives his life to Torah, when it comes to that, that's the next thing we're talking about now. Person gives away everything, Pasam Melech, Mayim Surah, everything gives away for Torah. Ashrecha Ba'el Mazeh! You don't believe it, Hashem says, you don't trust me. You think you're smarter. Okay, fine. So spend your life in meetings. Spend your life running around the world. Try to make it onto the Forbes, as everybody say. Toivlonu kol hayomim. We have to trust it. By Hashem, He has only our best interest in mind. Too much Yisharim Tanchin. Like we said on Masechta Shabbos about Kabbalah Satayra. And that takes it to the next Yisoid. Zoy Satayra Odom Kiyamas Ba'ayel. Pasuk Yedal, it says the Gemara Masech the Brachas of Samachim Al Beis Amri Shlokish. Ein HaTorah Miskayim Yishamemis Atzmai Alera, Rabbi Yisai. The Torah is only Miskayim with someone whose meme is he kills himself at Torah. Rabbi Yisai, what does that mean exactly? Meme is Hatzmei Eliyahu. What does that mean? Rabbi Yisai, I'll explain to what the Gemara is telling you. Torah is only nicknamed by Milas. The Gemara tells us, Yigadu Mitzvos HaTavet. There's no shortcut. It's funny. There are many shortcuts in this world that a guy, a chveis, can, you know, especially today, who goes to college anymore today, unless a chveis, you're, you know, you're pro chveis, the terrorists, you know, Shemrach. Well, who's going to college today? You want to go to college today, go online, the chveis, they have courses and this, and you come to chveis at the acting and lawyer, chveis in 4 months, as long as you pay a certain fee, whatever it is, and all of a sudden, you, hey, become whatever you want. What's Takib Shat? But you say, oh, them chemicals, the oil. There's no shortcuts for learning, Rabbi Yisai. There's no shortcuts. Torah, Rabbi Yisai, cannot be acquired in a relaxed, take it easy attitude. Smoking your pipe, sitting back, take it easy. You apply with nothing, Rabbi Yisai. Torah requires you to sweat. It's a Tanai in Kabbalah Satayra. Be'em Be'er Reses Ubezeah. It's a Tanai in Kabbalah Satayra. It's a Tanai in Havana Satayra. Says the Gemara, Lo Yagadu Matzah Sal Tam. The guy says, it wasn't me, Yageya. Says, and he learned. Don't believe him. It's not true. Al Tam. It's not possible. Torah cannot be acquired without giving yourself completely over to the Torah. You have to become, the Torah has to take you over. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil, you have to be in the tent, you have to be in it. The Torah is Meraimi, the Torah uplifts you. The Torah changes you, Rabbi Yisai. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil is a requirement. Rabbi Yisai, many Gedolim in the history of Kal Yisrael, including today's generation. And every Gadol has a different story. Baruch Hashem, so many books written, right? Some Gedolim grew up in a rich family, some in a poor family. Some the father was a yeshiva, some the father was a businessman. Some lived in a Sephardic, some were Ashkenaz, some were Hasidic, some were lived there. Every type, every Gedolim, all types, all settings. Some were a yeshiva, some did not have a yeshiva, some wrote Sfarim, some. But there's one common denominator, all of them. All of them. You'll find every single one. And there's only one common denominator. Everything else you feel, you see is different. No one became a Gedol without a Milas. I've yet to see one story book about a Gadol that said this Gadol, he was a chiller. You know, he liked to take it easy. He was rather, you know, to me, he was rather a big Yankee fan, you know. But you should know, but Lemaisi was so brilliant that a couple hours a day, he was able to know Gan Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Boiskim, this, Mamish. He was so brilliant. And it was just a Gadol, he didn't have to sweat too much. Put a couple hours a day, the rest of the day he chilled out. Took it easy. Rabbi Yisai doesn't exist. There's not one book like that. Every Gadol, whether it's a Moshe Feinstein, whether it's a Chaim Kanievsky, you can imagine whether it was Hasidic Gadol, Litvish Gadol, makes no difference where he was and where he came from. He learned Ad Afisus Koychoysov. He was up in the morning, Rashmaris HaBoiker. He didn't go to sleep all night until he burned the midnight candle, like they say. He didn't waste time in between. To learn for hours and hours. It was 10 hours, 15, 20 hours. Not just learned, Rabbi Yisai, not just how many times learned. With the ganze koiches, with the ganze moyach, with the ganze concentration, with the ava. That's how they became great. They were geniuses, they were smart, they had photographic memories. It's over.
I think they said him since he grew up like a Chicago Cubs fan. Yeah, you stack this.
If he came to the mirror, he learned 18 hours a day here in Okanami. That's when he shlagged those 100%. Rabbi Yisai. Now, the point of the matter is, I can make it very clear. There's no shortcuts to Godless. The Chazon Ish, who's able to write Svarim, on Zeroyim and Taharis and everywhere in between. Read the Svarim, Kiddush HaKodesh, you blow your mind. You're trying to stand it. How does Shaykh have one lifetime in 75 years to cover such an amount? And the answer is, Chazon Ish didn't go to sleep until he didn't have 1 ounce of strength left. Someone's asked, Rav Chaim Becher Scheinberg, He's asking about taking up a nap. Once we should, was a shower, taking a nap. He takes a nap in a storm. He takes a nap at this time. He says, take a nap. He says, how do you take a nap? He says, you have to learn how physical chaisav. You fall asleep at a stand, fine. You can take a nap. You go into bed and all the day. You don't understand it. Lo yagadu metzos al tamid. Third, dafka requires a male. You know what everybody say? I'll tell you the secret state in Tfer Shmuel. Because the Torah that's destroying a person is not just the idea. It's the amelus that picks you up. Usually, amelus learned with a success, lahavd on the regular world. The guy Nebuch is not so gifted. And he's working on your car to replace your car. Not too many people going to shops. The guy would sit there and fix a car. And he spent hours and hours. Everybody says, nothing to do with the brand product. He spent 4 hours or 8 hours. The bottom line is, does the car work or doesn't work? A guy sits on the roof all day. Doesn't make the roof any better or worse. Is the roof fixed or not? Lahavu of those by Torah. It's only the amelus that makes you great. This, the Gemara says, about the day he made the Igla Tilsa a special meal for Shavuos. He said, the Shremam Tirash, he says, the Torah picked him up. The Torah makes a person, Melbashtei Anova, gives you humbleness. Rainer is the greatest humble person in the whole world. The most humble person makes you great. It gives you, makes you an Isha Sholem. You pursue peace. You love everybody else. Oye Briya, some caramel at Torah. The Amelus at Torah changes you. It's nothing to do with you know the Suri or not. It's the work you put in on by your side. That's what's destroying the Ganze Mensch. And that's what is the Inyan of Shichas HaTorah. That's the connection. This week's Parashat L'Chor. What does that have to do? The connection of Adam Kama Spoil learning Torah B'Amelus with a Parah Adum. L'Chor has no Shaychas. Because I want to tell us. So the Torah B'Amelus could have told us the Parashat Yisrael Kabbalah HaTorah. Why is it over here in the middle of Parashat Parah Adum? L'Chor, it seems like a random place like almost filmed by mistake Chas V'Shalom. What's like a pshat? And the answer is a choyk. It defies logic. Usually if you're a smart guy, you know, you're not going to learn too much. Comes in easy and that's it. They say a photographic memory. A lot of stories that they couldn't find the Rajba. So he told them, just tell me which Rajba you want to know. He read them word for word by heart. Mamish photographic memory. No Mamish called her Kula. But yet, when someone came to speak to him, and they stood there waiting for him to take his head out of the Gemara, his wife saw a guy sitting there for over an hour. She said to you, waiting for my husband to take a side of the Gemara. You've been waiting all day, she said. He didn't say, well, I'm so smart anyway. I gotta work too much. No. It's only by Melis. And that's your Shikhas HaTorah too, Rabbi said. It requires Chazara. You stop Chazaring. He would take with him his Gemara. When he made coffee, he says, you can't take away from the Gemara. You forget Chaz V'Shalom. Because the Torah requires it constantly Chazar and Chazar. How about those who don't find a doctor, keep chazering? Whatever he learned 50 years ago, that's what he practices. Finish. But how the Torah requires you to get nochamol. Moshe finds this in Medesim Shas. 700 times, I think Shulchan Aruch, 700 times Shas. 200, 300 times. He never stopped chazering. 50 bar of Shas, the son used to say. The Torah requires. And the Torah uplifts you. The Talmud Chochem becomes a chelek haTorah. You have to say with the Chacham, he represents the Torah as a shtick Torah alone. The meat, the Chazal tell us that the meat of Yaakov, the Shechiras of Tavis meat, as Chalti Tzu Yola. Yaakov was the Amud HaTorah. He was like a Sefer Torah, just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashach Knos on top of the Mishkan, on top of the Paroiches. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashach Knos on top of the meat of Yaakov. Yaakov was a shtick Torah. Marcus says, how foolish are those who stand up for Torah and not for Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is a chelek haTorah. His metzias is Torah. His godless is Torah. The Torah permeates the person. That's what David HaMelech said. Tzoma lecha nafshi. Koma lecha besori. Even the bosor, he said. My flesh, my being, his gashmias, had a kameos, had a desire for everybody to show them. But you say, Chazal tell us, when you eat a suda, Talmud Chochem, your enemy is Ev Hashchina. It says, when Moshe and Aaron, it says, they ate a suda, Lecho lechem lefnei alekim, ki yonen vizim ashkina. Because the Talmud Chochem is on his Sreimim that even his Gashmias is holy. Rabbi, so think about it a second. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us human beings. The good made us into Malachim. How many hours do we waste in our lives? Not waste. How many hours do we spend eating and drinking and sleeping? You have to do it, right? The guy doesn't sleep for a while, you know, he's in big trouble. The guy doesn't eat, how could it be a Hashem made a person to spend so much of his life doing waste? And the answer is, it's not a waste. His achilas, like a bonus. His sleeping doesn't avoid his Hashem. His metis of his body is mahus of Talmud Chochem is kedusha. The ganze Talmud Chochem alein is mamish and sreimim. It's auskunft in Torah. That's adam kiyomus boil. Transforms a person. Rabbi say, the Torah transforms a person. Yes, for people like Bilam, we see next week's parasha. Bilam was a great navi. Wow, amazing. He was a Rosh and Marusha because there's no Amelis. There's no Adam Kiyama Spahil. He blied nothing. Adarab, he became about Gaiva, became a Rosh from it. It's Adam Kiyama Spahil. Her murder gives shot, or she was to say, oh, Marusha, she was a murder gives shot. So, what do you mean you got to Matsosa? Her if you mean a Gaya. And tell her, it's not a Metzia. Metzia comes from Ezek Hadas. You can't go ahead and just find something, try to find something. Either you see 100 avol on the floor, you don't. What does it mean? What's that kipshat? That if you learn Torah, it becomes matzosa. Where's the metziah? If I say, the answer is, because usually when you miyageya, you accomplish according to the work you do. If you have to build a building, it takes a year to build. So every day it's another floor, another brick. But not much work, but not so much work accomplished. But Torah is different. Lahavdil, Torah, you put your koyches in, and Hashem gives you. B'matana, the Gemara says, "Daf lamil chesed dorim." Moshe Rabbeinu's leim shakeach. Hashem gave matana. Umid b'matana, kameis ma'ase midbar. Turn it like matana. Morim sechne dorim. You're zeichet to know much more than you learned. That's what the Gedolim knew. Moshe finds it. Look at the Gedolim, they knew Ari and Shir. How's a child in such amount of time to know, to cover the Kolter Akula, to know Kamayim with Yom Echasim? It's a chiv in every rabbi. 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 You have a chiv in every Kolter Akula. No such thing. I didn't learn Taharis. I didn't learn it. It's a chiv in every rabbi. How's it possible? The answer is Torah's Machimas Pesi. Makes no difference how smart or not smart, how gifted or not gifted you are. You'll be Zeicha thousands of times, millions of infinite times more than the Koiches you put in. It has to be the Koiches. Basically, we said many times that the times in the Megillah, the Gemara says, because about Saltayim Yimach HaMekore, that because there was a laziness in Liman HaTorah, the Torah didn't protect them, and that's such a gzera, Chmos and Lashmar al-Arabic, Rachman al-Slan. The Mirza Shiva, don't say they didn't learn. If they didn't learn, it wouldn't be a question. Why would they mechuyim such a gzera, Rachman al-Slan? But they learned Ba'at Saltayim! Ba'at Saltayim means, first few minutes you come late, leave a little early, coffee break in the middle, couple of shmooze, couple of minutes to catch up.
10 bathroom breaks.
Chol HaPochus. Rabbi Yisai, a person has to realize, that's the koiches of a person. In order to be able to become a godel, it's not shaykh v'atzatayim. There's no shmir from that Torah. The Torah, when you're falling asleep by the Gemara, the Torah, when you get bored, you start walking around. That's not the Torah of Adam Kiyamah Spoil. Adam Kiyamah Spoil means the world is dead to you. It's the only Tafka and Tachlis is Torah. Rabbi Yisai, people are looking for quick fixes. People want to hear Segulis, you know, school for this, a school for Parnassus, a school for Shalom Bayis, a school for for gezund, the school of Fishadon. No, right? If you want to hear, you know, it's easy to have shortcuts. But the Torah tells you, Beferish, you want all the brachas. Says the Torah, Bechukoisai, Tein Leichushri, Amele, Matoira, Odom, Kyam, Spoil. You'll be zoche to all the brachas, a shefa of Daisha's Botsir. You'll be zoche, not just in such a shell, you'll be zoche, the Shkatoi Machri, no fear. You'll be zoche to, well, Chesem Kaimis, Mekaimis Skufa, you'll be strong, healthy, happy. Chere Vesai Ba'artzachem. Vesalachti B'soichachem. Anything you could dream of in life comes from Amelus HaTorah. Don't talk about Milas, Hashem is with you. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yosef trying to connect you. You have Kodesh Baruch Hu with you. We said, Na'asav Nisha, Hashem said, Vazim Bidish Chanti B'soicham. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have me, you have me. I keep me perish in the Torah. You have Kodesh Baruch Hu with you. You have all the brachas of Yisrael. Don't look for any more itzis, any schoolers. The Torah tells you straight out. Milas HaTorah, B'Yisrael. Milas HaTorah. B'Yisrael. I want to just clarify. Milas HaTorah is not just the amount of hours you learn per day, which is obviously most important, but that every minute should be used with the Gantz HaKoichas. If you put your full focus into it, they say it's today, it's the Chachmi Ateva say, it's the average person doesn't use more than 10% of his mental capacity. I'm saying most of his brain is unused, you know what I mean? It's busy, they're busy, you know, looking at their technologies, you know what I'm saying? You know, there are things for them. Especially today, they have new technology, they do everything for you now, right? Think for you, talk for you, write for you. What's the will? Too garnished. The mentions of Abraham has to show him. Understand? Please say. But we know it's not true. We know there's no substitute for Milas HaTorah. There's no substitute for the chiyus in the mensch. For the chiyus in the mensch, the keshu, the boy on the keshu with the Torah. The chazor that's needed. The ramus that comes out of it. The zari in shia. You're right, it's a choik. Defies logic. Usually a smart guy. You know, that's it. Learn 1, 2, 3, and that's it. You remember it, you're done. Torah requires again and again. Nochamol. Nochamol chazor. Nochamol chazor. You could spend a whole year by some one mesechta. You know what chazor? You forgot like you never learned it. That's the chiyuv. It wasn't become a spoil. I just got kuda by some one kuda. Pasuk says, Moedigah. But that means that we're not trying to cover everything here, but Pasuk says, I'm waiting to get Zachir. It says, they tied to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, he brought us to a place, Bokeh Roh Hazeh. What brings this bad place? It's not a place of Zera, Te'ena, Vegevin, Freeman, my man, there's no water to drink. After Miriam was Nefteris. So they said, who wants such a bad place? There's no figs and no dates, no grapes and no pomegranates. And ground also, there's no water either. I said, what's going on here? What kind of time is this? They're asking for all these different types of fruits. And then they should say, we want water. We're thirsty. It says there was no water to drink. Why is it being down over here? All of a sudden about Zera to Ena Geffen Freeman. Say, one type of Yisoid, that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria for us to learn from him. He made the Bria Moli Toiv, Moli Chesed. He made the Baruch, the Baruch HaSilonis, Lahonis Ben Bnei Odom. Rabbi say, a person can easily a person can live off a capsule of chveis, you know, a vitamin, a multivitamin. But Hashem made such beautiful Paris. And so many and so many types, just because he loves us, to be native to us. You can buy it to everybody, say, probably, I don't know, 20, I don't know how many different types of apples there are, and how many different types of oranges, colors, textures, shape, size, form, smell, taste. When Avraham Avinu wanted to require people, he made an Eshel. Rashi's Wamshan Eshel is, he made a place that he made, Komin in Paris. He would set up a beautiful table there. It's like a rubbish bowl of fruit, you know. He had a real bowl there. Paris dish. Paris dish, right. A real bowl there. And he had every type of apple and orange and grapes and cherries and whatever you can imagine. And he told the people, he said, look who made this. Look at the Baruch Shalom in the veld that loves you. What is he doing this for? You don't need this. First, you're going to have bread with some butter and whatever it is, a couple eggs and whatever, and that's it. You're good to go. Hashem wants to be major to us, to make the world so beautiful, so colorful, so tasty, so happy. Out of a black earth comes the most gorgeous colors. Rabbi, the biggest artist, try to imagine the color of an eggplant. What color is an eggplant? It's not purple. It looks like purple, but it's the color of it. The color of a grapefruit. It's not red. It's not yellow. It's not this. The color of a fire, the Gemara says. All different colors in it. Blue, white, yellow. The chesed of the Bria, Vada, the chesed of Bria is Ari and Shia. And it's for us to learn from it. It's us to learn from it that we should become Bali Chesed too. And we should see Hashem's Atova and Balach the Midrakov to go in his ways. Our Ravina was Makar of people, made them Frum. Not Frum, made them Jewish. Magai of them. Through Paris. Through seeing that Atova. And we want to learn from Hashem as well. And also be Meitiv. And also do good to others. But that was the time over here in the Pasuk. They said we're in a midbar for so many years. Everything is so drabby. All you see is just sand. We want to see the Atom of Hashem. We want to see the beautiful Paris growing. We want to see the Atom of the beautiful day palm tree. We want to see the beautiful grapes, the geffens. We want to see the Atom of Hashem. So we should learn from it and strike from it. When you see that Tov Hashem, you see the Olam Chesed Yibon, you become Nisha Chesed too. You become someone V'lach Lebet Rochav. Aram Avinu said, we was having the Sefer in the first Chalik, that after Muhammad the Kings says the Malki Tzedek blessed, he said to Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Koine Shemayim V'Oretz. We say it, you know, Friday night. What's up with Koine Shemayim V'Oretz? He couldn't understand. What made Aram to go ahead? What possessed him to go ahead and risk his life? To go ahead and try to save his nephew, Lloyd, after Lloyd had quarreled with him and went against him? What made him go ahead and run in the night into a world war when there's such a sakana? And the answer was, he saw Koine Shemayim V'Aretz. Ravina understood. He saw the veld that Kosh Baruch Hu made. The veld, the world, is saturated with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You see Hashem behind every facet of the Bria. There's more chacham that she once went on a plane. And on the way off, the pilot was trying to engage Rashiva a little bit of talking about, you know, belief and religion. It sounded from the guy that he didn't have such a, wasn't a grace of Maimon. Shiva asked him, he said to him, which country do planes grow? Airplanes grow. So the guy started to laugh, said, Rabbi, are you crazy? How can an airplane grow? He says, what do you mean? This is so complicated. Look at these buttons and knobs and levers and look at this. We can just grow from the ground. How can that be? You must be joking me. Someone had to have made this. Shiva said to him, there's more chachma in the mind of a behemoth. How an animal knows exactly what to eat, what not to eat, where to go, how to hunt, how to take care of the kids, what to do. Then the whole airplane. There's more chachma in the human eye than everything you see over here, this whole cockpit, and all the buttons and levers. This is alles, the chesed of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem. And when you look at it, it has an effect on us. And that's what they were saying. They said, more than the water. Once they already complained, they say it took out the kitchen sink, so to speak. He said, not just the water bothers us about the Midbar. Midbar usually has no water. Without a water, Benes, Biskos Miriam, the Beresh of Miriam. But now that we're bringing it up, now we can say that it bothers us the whole being in a Midbar. We want to see the Chesed of Hashem. We want to see the growth. We want to see the Bracha. We don't want to just see sand. We want to see the delicious peiris, the fruits and vegetables and growth and bracha that comes out from the bria to make us also nisha chesed. I say, Amaisa, we have a lot to learn over here, a lot to say over. I want to just, already concluded, but I want to just say how the parasha ends off, that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of Og Melech HaBasha. He was scared of Og. Rashi is always he's scared of. Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the miracles Hashem did. He dried up a Yam Suf. I said, go to the Pacific Ocean, try to dry it up. What was he scared of Og? Rashi says he was scared of the schus he had. When he went ahead to tell Avraham Avinu, but for Yehovah Paul to tell him that the Lord was captured, he was scared of that schus. That's why. And for that reason, Hashem told him, the schus is over, he lived hundreds of years, and that's enough to worry. Rabbi said, look at the koyach of a mitzvah. Grace Zoom, Miss Lander, so sounds the Rebbe used to say, even did the Shalai Lashma, he had a mind that Avraham should die, he should marry Sarah, even with all the bad intentions on Maisa, he did a Maisa mitzvah. Look at the schar he got that Moshe Rabbeinu Gans Kaisel was still scared of that schar for what mitzvah? What a person does. The Gemara says, if a person learns Shalai Lashma, you should have Shalai Lashma, be learned. You'll come to Lashma. Learn for a good Shidduch. Be said, learn. You'll come to Lashma. But the Shiva said, I'm waiting to give shot. And he said, that when Oig went, even he had bad intentions. But the Maisa, when you go do a Maisa mitzvah, he went to go tell Avraham Avinu about Lloyd to save him. Automatically, the Chitzunis is more as a Panimis. It's more the person that at some point Yitaka had a feeling for Avraham. Avraham was all alone in the world, all wealthy, I was Lloyd. At some point he had some feeling, and had some Hagosha. When you learn Torah from the Shalai Lashma, it's not that you'll become Lashma tomorrow, next year, next time. As you learn up, I say, and you feel the Geshmak, it becomes Lashma. As you do a mitzvah, you don't have wrong intentions, you know, you're doing it, you're hoping, you know, this, that, you get something out of it, right? The guy comes into the shul, looks like he's a rich guy, you run to, you know, get a seat, he said, maybe you get something out of it, right? Ula Efsha. It's a derech of a mitzvah. The schus of mitzvah is so great. It brings the person. It brings out the best of you. It's ma'ar you. The etzem doing it. The etzem learning. No matter what your intention is, it's ma'ar the person. Till it comes to matrega, the point that mitoich shaloi lashma is ba lashma. Thus lived in the koyach of a mitzvah. That even oig with all his bad intentions, but yet he zichat some esayrus for doing the mitzvah. That's why it stood for him so many years later. Many hundreds of years. Till today, Yom Yishuv is still scared. The Koyach and the Mitzvah. Chazal tell us, you have to give away all your money, not to one Lais HaSei, not to one more Lashon Hara. If you're supporting 10 people in Koyal and 10 Yeshivas, and give it all away, not to do one Lais HaSei. Now, please say, imagine, if that's how serious Lais HaSei is, Mitzvah, Miyatay Merubah, imagine the Schaif and HaSei. What one word of Torah and one word of mitzvah is always says. We can't imagine. We have no musr. Get involved. Do it. Try. Rimal be ageya. Milas ha-Torah. And you'll see the bracha. You'll become, like the Steib used to say, guy told him the Steib is such a true and learning. She used to always say, you saw this picture of the Steib bent over Gemara. It looks like he's eating the Gemara, he used to say. Like he's eating the Gemara. If Shach ate breakfast, he said, his son told him, his grandson told him, Zaydi, what are you eating? Plain bread. He said, plain bread? He said, I'm eating bread with the Rambam, he says. What could taste better than that? He said, I have the best butter for my bread. I have the Rambam. So Solantis Rebbe said, they found that in Ksavim and Rebbe Zundel, that even if he feels like he's dying, he's wiped out to the point, he's not going to show this Gemara. That was one of the Kabbalists that he made. I'm just begging for the Gemara. But he said, that's Klai Yisrael. That's the real living. That's the real life, Rabbi Say. She was like a tachet. All the brachas at Torah. We'll follow the tzi and goyel. Amen.